T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
Thanks to Layla Rahimi for being alongside, as always, on a Wednesday. Thanks to Mike Florio and Hub Arkish for joining us as well. Brian Gertz, Jay Zawoski, Ray Diaz, all doing the things that they do. And now Lawrence Holmes is here on Hump Day. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Layla. How are you guys?
Good.
Hello.
You guys are out
Dan's
here doing experimental
better.
Radio and all sorts of stuff. I was listening to the Monkey Paw earlier today.
I was good. She's been really excited about it, and I think the timing was just right. And then we can, you know, we can maybe revisit it next week when we're in Bears Texans week.
But also, because you were so disturbed by it.
Well, why were you disturbed by it?
To confront,
don't want to mess
that
with the occult. Is that what it is?
Yeah. First of all, that story has always resonated with me because I was first told it at a very young age and always found it really eerie and just sort of chilling. And it has been recapitulated in other works of terror and horror. Most notably, Pet Sematary would be an example of it. But it's sort of a dark question. I like it. I like the fact that we're just operating in these, like, where, what's more painful as a fan, and what are these existential concerns about your existence, and what could be worse, to contemplate these possibilities.
Well, anytime that you see this play out in media, where whether it's, you know, 'cause I'm a big Twilight Zone fan, or even Aladdin, anytime that you get the wishes that it's the moral is, be careful what you wish for and be very specific about what it is that you want, because it can be interpreted so loosely. If you don't have down exactly what you want and exactly how you want it, you end up with a bigger problem than if you had never made your wish at all.
Yeah, you keep it simple. I mean, maybe it would just be like, you know, a Chinese food or something. Instead of wishing for eternal life or something like that, I could just get some, you know, pork chow fun and just make it easy.
Yeah.
If you waste your wish on something that available, Dan Bernstein.
For free.
Dan Bernstein.
It would be free, though.
We're going to have a conversation.
By the way, happy McRib Day. Apparently, I'm looking on Twitter. Our guy, Matt Abaticola, our buddy, is puts himself out there. He's an influencer now. Did you see that? Like, McDonald's sends him stuff. He's apparently a self-appointed, he's become a McRib brand ambassador.
He has been the guy that has talked about McRib. Like, it's not a bit. Like,
know,
it's not something that he did for the air. He truly, like, from the time that Maddie and I, because Maddie and I worked together on Murph and Fred's show, and this was 2000. And,
hey, you son of a.
2000.
Hey, Jerome. Jerome. Hey, Matt Abaticola. Tell phone over there. They were going to do golf tip coming up.
And Matt's like, whose phone? Lawrence's phone? Because he's on the phones?
He's
Anyway.
Yeah, you son of a... I'll show you.
Anyway. did Jay ever tell you the story about the Ranji fart drop thing? Has he ever told you that?
Because
he told it to me on House of L... And I had never known that the backstory to that was Jay at the board peeking into the hallway to make sure that Murph was in the sweet spot of the NBC tower where he couldn't hear program. And that's when he was like, okay, he can't hear program, so now I can play this drop and I can bust Ranji up without him being like,
I didn't authorize that. I didn't say to play that one. I said the long Gillette, not the short Gillette. Lose it.
Lose it.
Right, because there was like that little like airlock in between the studios and the outside.
Yes, he went into depth to tell me about that, and I had never known. I just thought it was they were just messing with Ranji, and they were just going to hit, and it was that, but the coordination that had to happen where Murph comes back from his constitutional, and he's just like, what's that guy laughing about? What's so funny? And Ranji can't make it through the update. It is one of the classic score moments. All but one of the classic Murph moments seem to have happened at the NBC Tower.
Yeah, that was the heyday. That's when he was just completely batspit crazy.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Murph. Layla, do you know this story? Since you're a part of the Score family now, do you know the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Murph story?
Listen, I'm here for all the Murph stories because I only know him through Tall Tale and your impersonations that you all have. So please
continue.
That's
the best way.
Well, Dan, would you like to tell the story since it directly involves you?
Yeah, Murph was increasingly upset that Terry and I were playing his malaprops or just bits that made fun of him, and he was threatening us, and at one point he came to me. And he pulled me aside. He's like, hey, listen, you know that I could play sound drops of you guys saying stuff that was wrong, or I could do that to you too. And I said, okay. I said, that's fine. And we do that to ourselves. We make a mistake, we make fun of ourselves because it's funny and it's just radio and who cares?
And he's like, yeah, well, I could you play stuff and it makes me sound stupid. I said, I could do that to you. I said, okay.
And then he's still standing there. He's like, well, you got to stop doing that. And I said, well, look, I said, are you threatening me or are you asking me nicely to do something? Because you seem in between. Either you're threatening me unsuccessfully, because that doesn't matter, do whatever you want, or you're actually asking us to stop doing it.
No, I'm not doing that.
When you figure out how you want to approach this, you can come back to me, and that's fine. So he didn't want to deal with me anymore after that. So he decided he was going to try to confront, finally, the most passive-aggressive human being in the world, was finally going to muster up all of his gumption, and he was going to confront Terry.
this is a one-sided feud that had been going on for a decade.
We don't care. Neither Terry didn't care. I didn't care. We just had fun with it. It was radio, and then we went home to our families. Finally, he decides this is the day that he's going to confront him. So Murph's show ends, and our show begins, and he's sitting in the actual air studio. Like, he didn't leave. And we didn't do transition because he wouldn't do transition. He tried to do transition once for a period of time when he handed people typed up scripts that they were supposed to read, and Mulligan actually tore it in front of him and set it down.
I heard about.
Yeah, after that there was no transition. So this is the day that he's waiting, and he's sitting there, and I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at Maddie like, what's this weirdo doing still in the studio? And he didn't.
And
realize.
He was crouched in the corner.
Yes, yes. He was like sort of waiting in the corner,
like to pop out.
And it finally sunk in because he couldn't hear. Because when my microphone was on, there's no IFB. So he can't actually hear. He didn't realize that Terry was broadcasting from home that day.
Oh my God!
Brent's not from Bourbonnais. Probably from like Mokina or somewhere, for all I know. But he's not from Bourbonnais. That's for sure. Because it's a friendly community.
We're just doing the show.
The studio mic goes. So when Dan turns his mic off, you can hear what's happening on air. And so now Murph is hearing Terry, but can't see him.
Right.
So he's confused and he's looking like, what's going on? What type of sorcery is happening right now? Because I can hear the guy that I want to confront. And Maddie and I, we had like, look, man, like, you got to either roll with it or you got to come strong with it. But he kind of was always in between on it. And now he's just sitting there. And I can't even, for those of you who are watching on Twitch, this is my interpretation of him figuring it out. Okay. It's him like looking around, like trying to figure out where Terry's voice is coming from.
Hearing the magical disembodied voice. Yeah. The great and powerful Oz.
But he can't see him, and then getting up as frustrated as he's ever been and walking out of the studio.
Everybody's in a spanking lately. Have you noticed that?
No, remember, he kicked over all the garbage cans.
That's right. He kicked the garbage can on the way out of our office. That was a big thing for him because they were the plastic recycling cans, so they couldn't really hurt anybody, but it would get his point across that he was upset.
Mm-hmm. For Sheezy!
Oh,
yes.
My God. And then telling the best was telling Terry about it during commercial. And it tried to just reenact the play-by-play for him and just how entertained he was by hearing what he missed and what was all that was going on. Oh, my God. It was just
I mean, now that we've opened the can and we brought up both Murph and Abaticola, then I can tell Layla this story that she doesn't know about the old days of the score. So we used to do this thing back on the morning show. Back with Murph and Fred in the morning. I'm EP, Maddie's AP of the show. So he's running the board. We used to do this thing called Scores on the Fours. Basically, it was like our version of BBM, where you were going to get your updates of the biggest games. You know, the Cubs lost last night, the White Sox won, blah, 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 blah. And we do that on every four. So Matt would signal to him on a three saying, hey, remember, Scores on the Fours, like, so we have to get ready to go to that. So Fred would have his script together and we do that, and then we, you know, kind of transition back into the show. Maddie messed up one of his fingers playing softball, and so one of his, I want to say it's his third finger,
his ring, no, it's his pinky. His pinky does, it is his pinky that doesn't extend all the way. Yeah,
so he looks like this as he's doing it. Like, so you know, now you've done this every day. Every day on the fours, we have scores on the fours. So even if Maddie's not doing this, you know that when the clock gets to around four, that we're going to have this. So your tell is that it's almost a four and that Maddie's doing something to signal you. But because of Maddie's pinky finger not being able to fully extend, Murph doesn't go to it, even though we're now like past four and the music is playing underneath them. We had a little jingle, scores on the fours. All of this stuff is happening. And he says to Maddie, after Maddie's like, why didn't you go to scores on the fours? He says to him, it looked like 3.5.
So he missed it on purpose just to be a jerk. It's like, really?
Oh, my God. It's so great. And then, like, because Maddie had told me, I was like, what's happening? Because, you know, you, Layla, you know how I am. And, like, I'm like, what's going on? Like, let's get to the scores on the fours. Like 3.5.
That's what we're dealing with. Yep.
I would be screaming at somebody, for sure.
Well, you wouldn't be the only one.
A lot of WTH going on.
You wouldn't be the only one. All I'm going to say is that my name is not in Terry's book, but I'm in Terry's book. And if you read Terry's book, you'll be able to find me.
You know, I was a Kevin Payne guy, but I may have to retract that and apologize to Lawrence and Hamp. I got into it. I said, I like Payne, but boy, he had a rough game.
I don't really have time to eat lunch.
He would just have a banana. Like, that was his thing. And I'm not mad at him for that. Everyone's got to get their potassium in. It was
weird.
It was a very interesting time in my career. It was very interesting. And thank God I was then rescued and was said, hey, we're going to promote you to reporter. And I was like, yay! Yay! Let me get the hell up out of here. And left Maddie alone with all of
it
that
all
stuff.
It all would have been different back in my first year if they had let St. Charles Steve, if St. Charles Steve had not decided to punch the wall. Because there was the angriest I've ever seen a producer at a host was when he broke like 5 bones in his hand instead of punching Murph in the face.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't.
He might have killed him.
Yeah, the score back in those days was really the Wild West. Like, I went after Al Zamora. Like, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of testosterone in a very small space. That is not always great.
It was like a submarine movie.
Yes,
seriously,
it was.
Like in those hallways, that's what it was like. It was like Crimson Tide or something like that. I mean, North against Rick Geezer or Judd and Jesse. I mean, the number of times that people there was actual physical conflict was routine.
I mean, just think about this. What do you remember? What Judd Surratt, like professional broadcaster. Do you remember what his nickname for Jesse was?
No.
Dummy. He would not call Jesse Jesse. His nickname was Dummy.
Judd was not there full time when I got there. He was doing some shows on the weekends, but he had moved on to the Wolves PR broadcasting thing right when I arrived.
Yeah, the stories from the bunker are some of the best stories, and some stories can't be told. But Jonathan Hood had to carry me out of there multiple times because I was ready to throw hands. Like, ready.
Would he put you over his shoulder and just, like, walk you out?
I mean, Jonathan's a lot bigger than I am, and when I first started at the score, like, I'm sure I was in the middle of, like, a Crohn's outbreak, so I was probably, like, 145, 150 pounds. And when I went after Al Zamora, he just, like, picked me up. This happens to me a lot. Like, he just picked me up and just took me outside. He's like, really? You're just going to fight everybody? I'm like, yeah, I'll fight everyone, except for people who can pick me up and move me out of the way.
Some night, Layla, I promise you, some night when all of this is said and done and our world is a slightly better place, we're going to give you your score initiation night where we're going to go out and you're going to hear the stories that we can't tell on the air about all of us. And you'll get your full history, your full primer over too many beers if you're up for it.
Yeah, of course. This sounds awesome. It is fun, though, to, like, learn on the air, too, you know? And to think this all started with the McRib coming back.
Yeah.
I know, and now I think I might want one, even though I know it sucks. It's sort of like the Bears
I've
quarterback.
I've never had one.
The McRib it's like Bears quarterbacks, where you get all excited about the next one, and then you forget about it, and then it comes back, and it sucks, and then it goes away for a while, and it comes back, and it sucks, but you get excited about it because it's different.
It's weird because there are
scarcity.
Also, like, mm-hmm. Like the Shamrock Shake truthers out there, too. There are the McRib truthers and there are the Shamrock Shake truthers.
Wait, truthers? And
don't
I mean,
start
I had,
talking bad about the Shamrock Shake.
I don't know if they,
now we know that Layla is a Shamrock Shake truther.
It's just a vanilla shake.
I haven't had one
green
in a
food
while.
Coloring in it. It's just, I mean,
also,
it's like our river.
Right. And I remember the.
You all talk to me about Taco Bell and y'all are going to hate on me for a Shamrock Shake appreciation?
What?
I liked it, but as a kid, I had that one scary day where you are running out of the bathroom screaming because you think that you're an alien, because the dye that they put in those Shamrock Shakes was, I don't know if they've changed it. I don't know if it's less.
It's nuclear. You can see it.
Yep. And I was like, oh my God, I have some horrible disease. I've been irradiated. And they're like, okay, just hold on a second. What did you eat? Well, I was at McDonald's. I had a quarter pounder and a Shamrock Shake. Wait, go back. I think we have the culprit.
We know who's guilty now, who the culprit is. Well, this was fun. I mean, Layla,
sorry
I didn't
for
even
taking
open...
up so much of your show, Lawrence. We need to get
no,
to it.
No, it's fine. Whenever we can tell these stories, I didn't even get to the Less stories. I got so many stories from being Less's executive producer. It was a time. It was a time in my life that was so enjoyable because I was like, oh, this is what I had always imagined radio was going to be like. and it's kind of like this, and this is insane. Fun times, though. Les and I had fun, but there were some white knuckle days with him as
his
producer.
He's a fascinating character.
He is, but we'll share that for another time. You guys have got other things to do and places to go. I thank you. I salute
that
you.
That's true.
And your monkey paw. I salute you. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day. That is Dan Bernstein. Layla Rahimi joins him on Wednesdays, which is always a delight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.